producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Gil Frady.
Rolling in, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Well, right now I'm wearing a G-Code. I have a G-Code OSH on with a Glock 17 nestled securely and snugly and quite warmly and fuzzily in it. I know the gun's not going to go anywhere. It has a complete open top. It is already cut and ready to go if you want to mount an RMR. I've had this holster for years. I've had this holster literally for years. And it's already set up without any modification. Lifetime warranty, modularity personified. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Whenever I think of Harvard, I think of George Plimpton portraying Tom Hanks' dad in a movie called Volunteers. Harvard. And interestingly enough, you know, I made reference to it. It's resurfacing now. I don't really know why. There's certain places like BeliefNet that have started getting out there and doing summaries of this stuff, and I guess it's because that they're doubling down on gun control currently, or the want for gun control, and it's interesting that this has been dug up. BeliefNet has summarized the findings of something called from the Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy, a study that we should be throwing at every gun grabber out there, because it confirms what we already knew and what the gun grabbers can't bear to learn. To summarize, part of it to summarize, verbatim as well, coming from BeliefNet, the popular assertion that the United States has the industrialized world's highest murder rate, says the Harvard study, is a throwback to the Cold War, when Russian murder rates were nearly four times higher than American rates. In a strategic disinformation campaign, the U.S. was painted worldwide as a gunslinging nightmare of street violence, far worse than what was going on in Russia. The line was repeated so many times that many believed it to be true. Now, many still do. Today, violence continues in Russia, far worse than in the U.S., although the Russian people remain virtually disarmed. Similar murder rates also characterize the Ukraine, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and various other now independent European nations of the former USSR. Note Cates and Mauser. They were the writers of this study. Cates is a Yale-educated criminologist and constitutional lawyer. Dr. Mauser is a Canadian criminologist at Simon Fraser University with a Ph.D. from the University of California, Irvine. International evidence and comparisons have long been offered as proof of the mantra that more guns mean more deaths and that fewer guns therefore mean fewer deaths. Unfortunately, such discussions are all too often been afflicted by misconceptions and factual error. In the early 1990s, Russia's murder rate was three times higher than ours. Cates and Mauser said that In the United States and the former Soviet Union, transitioning into current-day Russia, homicide results suggest that where guns are scarce, other weapons are substituted in killings. That impact of the Soviet disinformation amplified by American media acting as co-conspirators continues today. That part of the study is particularly damning, if you think about it. Gun control started their misinformation campaign based upon information coming from communist Soviet Union. The West, she is decadent. You cannot go there. I mean, the cowboys and gangsters, you know. Cates and Maurer, when they compared England with the United States, found a negative correlation. And that is to say, where firearms are most dense, violent crime rates are lowest, and where guns are least dense, violent crime rates are highest. No significant positive association between gun ownership levels and violence rates. In 2004, the U.S. National Academy of Sciences released an evaluation from its review of existing research. They reviewed 253 journal books, 99 books, 43 government publications, and its own original empirical research. It failed to identify any gun control that had reduced violent crime, suicide, or gun accidents, according to Cates and Maurer. Let me give you that list of what they looked through again. 253 journal articles, 99 books, 43 government publications, and its own empirical research. After looking at all of that, they found nothing that suggested that gun control or reductions in gun ownership reduced anything associated with violence. On the other hand, the same time period in the United Kingdom saw a constant and dramatic increase in violent crime, to which England's response was ever more drastic gun control. Nevertheless, criminal violence rampantly increased so that by 2000, England surpassed the United States to become one of the most developed world's most violence-ridden nations. This is something, this one article is something to be feared. I'm going to put it on Facebook. This is coming out of American Thinker, okay? AmericanThinker.com. I'm going to put this article on Facebook. I'm going to put this article on my website, and you guys feel free to go out and get it and share it. It is damning in and of itself. Even though some of the time, you know, the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, they did their survey in 2004. That was the year that the assault weapons ban sunsetted. That may have been part of the impetus to take a look at this, but, you know, it's interesting at all of the stuff they looked at. You know, you've got, when you got, when you've got a panel of Democratic presidential campaign, or, you know, wannabes, campaigning to be the next nominee, i.e. the next coordinated president, and they're out there looking in the camera and they're saying that we need to ban this and we need to ban that. And then you look at this. They give you no supporting data behind it at all. None at all. You got Bernie Sanders saying he's from Vermont and there's a lot of rural areas. Then you got O'Malley saying, well, I'm from Maryland and we got rural areas too, but we passed this. You got this going on back and forth, back and forth. Nobody citing a study, a research piece, anything. Nobody's citing anything. Now, people, gun grabbers can look at this stuff and say, that's all flawed. The myth that is bad. I mean, it's all flawed. It's lies. It's propaganda. Yeah, okay. That's them projecting, okay? 253 journal articles, 99 books, 43 government publications, and their own empirical research failed to identify any gun control that had reduced violent crime, suicide, or gun accidents. That is epic. I mean, that's not even something that I could sit back and write in a piece of fiction. You couldn't insert this into 1984 or Equilibrium or any of these other Big Brother pieces. We can't let the people know that there is no evidence that gun control stops violence, doesn't stop violence. We can't let them know this. Now you know. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I built something one time called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag. The title, of course, was both facetious and deadly. But as I put the thing together, one of the things I noticed was it was a little unwieldy. It was big. It was oversized. I've sought since then to reshape this, and I'm still in the process of doing that. Along the way comes something called the Contact Series from G-Code, and they put out one thing called the Traveler's Bag.
which is a perfectly integrated chest rig with Scorpion mag pouches on it and all the other pouches you're going to need for your med kit and everything else. And it fits into a bag about the size of a lunchbox. And I immediately took the ISIS welcome wagon bag and got thrown into a corner, and this is now what I carry my tactical nylon in. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. You just heard the spot for Fortress Survival Supply. In my hands is the Level 3A vest. And in answer to your question, must go, these are front and back shields. This is a Level 3A. This is Kevlar. 5 pounds total weight. You can get into it in less than 2 seconds, get out of it in less than 2 seconds. It's going to give you all kinds of flexibility and maneuverability while it's on. And at the same time, you have level 3A protection against everything up to 44 Magnum. And for those of you that are out there saying, well, Bill, you know, what about an AK? Remember this. In the United States today, less than 300 long guns of all types are used in murder. So this, at 5 pounds, and the ease of getting into it, as fast as you can get into it, and this is the size. This is how big it is. Now, I'm holding this up. I can hold this up one-handed. No problems, no issues. Right behind me is a level 4 vest. The plates on this weigh 14 pounds each. Each! Front and back. 6 magazines. Which do you think is going to be easier to get into? That's all I'm going to ask you. This, $250 at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. That is a good piece of kit. For the price point, you're not going to find it. Kevlar coming straight from DuPont. This is the real deal. $250. You can't beat that price anywhere. Anywhere. One size fits all. Have at it. Anyway. When we were treated to the dog and pony show that was the Democratic, and I think all the debates are dog and pony shows. Okay, let's be equal rights here. The candidates were asked a simple question. Which enemy are you most proud of? Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, the former mayor of Baltimore that put Baltimore where they are today, now in their smoking crater phase, he said the National Rifle Association. Not the jihadis, not ISIS, not poverty, not crime. The National Rifle Association, a bunch of people that have not broken any laws. Hillary Clinton, she had to one-up him. You know, whoever's first, we got to do better than him. So she goes, well, in addition to the NRA, the health insurance companies, the drug companies, the Iranians, and probably the Republicans. Enemies. Enemies. The NRA, no matter what you may think about it, is the largest and oldest civil rights organization in the United States today. They were helping newly emancipated black America when nobody else would do it. When the Democrats wouldn't do it, they were helping them. They, like other gun rights organizations, serve as a proxy, if you will, for some 130 million plus gun owners. By declaring the NRA, which is also used as a sort of a generic term, sort of like Xerox is for copy machines, to talk about all of Second Amendment advocacy, to get out there and declare them what they are as the proxy of gun-owning America, a enemy. You declare 130 plus million law-abiding gun owners as the enemy. You said it. I didn't. Now, here's the very biggest issue that I have with all of this. I am an American at one point, and I have rekindled some relationships recently, which I'm so pleased. For those of you that got out of the Army, if you're my age and you got out of the Army and lost track of your old Army buddies, think of the ones that you miss the most and go find them. You'll love it. I have done it. I found three guys that I would flat out kill for. I would kill for these three guys. And I have found them. And I've spoken with them. And it's just great. But at one point when I was working with them, I had taken an oath to defend this country and this Constitution. And that was everybody in this country. Everybody. Liberal, conservative, young, old, black, white, didn't matter. And now I sit here continuing to try to defend the Constitution in my own little way. And I've got Democrats looking at the TV camera going, "You are my enemy." There's a couple of problems with that, liberals. Okay, and this is what you need to understand. Just like the idiot that I was talking about yesterday at Daily Kos, who's out there saying that we need to be forcibly disarmed, which is, you know, you're just giving us a little shorthand for that long version. All I'm going to tell you is that go for it. That's all I'm going to tell you. Go for it. You will put us in a position that we don't want to be in. You'll put us in a position that you say we exist in every day. But we'll, believe me, we'll purely be operating from a defensive standpoint. And when we go into that defensive standpoint, we will turn and pivot and make it very offensive and very ferocious, and we will win. The people that you think are going to do it on your behalf because you don't plan to do it, the people that you think are going to do it on your behalf won't. That's the problem. That's the problem you face. You've decimated and demoralized the military. You've decimated and demoralized law enforcement. And yet you think they're going to go out there because you say, go kick in doors and take guns and put your lives in danger. You think they're just going to do that. Good luck. Good luck with that. Every day that you get out there and do and say these kinds of things, you tighten us up. And, you know, it's a benefit that we haven't snapped yet, but gosh, keep pushing, keep pushing. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I remember this. I like that movie Apollo 13. And in Apollo 13, they had to make a filter out of something. And they take a bunch of junk, a bunch of odds and ends, pieces that they know are on Apollo 13, and dump it in front of a bunch of engineers and said, make something out of this. If you go to tacticalholsters.com, you're going to see so many pieces and so many components. Realize that engineers have already looked at all of that stuff and figured out how to put it together and make something out of it. G-Code is... The G-Code lineup is completely, they're like, it morphs. It can morph into whatever you want it to be, wherever you want it to go. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Hey. Senate Democrats with Harry Reid in front. You know Harry Reid, I got beat up by my gym machine. He's out there right now. They want to put a, they've decided to put together a plan to stop gun violence. No indication why they never did that when he was in charge. None. Never did that. They never were proactive with it. Manchin Toomey was not something that Reid pushed out there. Reid's pushing for this. Here's their plan to stop gun violence. They're going to close the background check loophole. Stop allowing criminals to avoid background checks at gun shows and online. They're going to make background checks better. They're going to stop domestic abusers from buying guns and complete background checks on all sales, a la universal background checks, if you will. And they're going to shut down the illegal gun pipeline. They're going to make straw purchasing and gun trafficking federal crimes. There's one problem with this whole slate of things. All of that's already illegal. Or doesn't exist. The gun show loophole is a myth. Duh. What they're talking about is there's some guys that will go to a gun show, say me. I'll go to a gun show that's coming up, and I'll rent me a table. And I'll take all of my privately owned guns because I want to liquidate my collection for whatever reason. And I'll take them there, and I'll sell them. And nobody has to go through a background check because I'm a private citizen selling my own private property. I'm not a business. I don't do it for a business. I don't pay taxes on it. I don't have a storefront. I don't have any of the trappings that goes along with it. They made sure I couldn't have an FFL when Bill Clinton passed all of his junk back in the 90s. So I'm just a guy selling my own private property just like I would in a garage sale, except I can't do that. I have to do it probably at a gun show. I don't know how it works in my state. So the gun show loophole is a myth. Point one, closed background check loopholes, shut down. Point two, make background checks better. It's already illegal to sell convicted domestic violence offenders a gun under federal law and has been since 1996, another Bill Clinton product. You know, it's nobody knowingly does that. To get out there and make it a crime, that means that you have to knowingly do it. You can't accidentally do it. They want to shut down the illegal gun pipeline. Well, the first thing I would think they could do is shut down the ATF. But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about the straw purchaser, who, by the way, you remember when Mark Kelly for the Americans for Responsible Solutions, you know, the handler husband of Gabrielle Giffords, when he said he was going to buy a gun and then give it to somebody? That's straw purchasing, a federal crime. He was telegraphing his intent to commit a federal crime. It's already a federal crime to lie on Form 4473 because it asks you, are you the person buying the gun? When you're going down that line where you're checking everything off that says no, number one is yes. Unless you check it as no. So, here we have two liberal anti-gun politicians acting like morons on parade, mind you. And this is Senator Chuck Schumer and Debbie Stabenow. The response coming out of Umpqua was for these guys to step up because they're going to ride in and save us all. And they had this. This was not something they came up with. This has been sitting around. They came out with this while the bodies were still warm. The blood had not yet coagulated. And they came in to say gun control is something that we need to politicize it. And in order to politicize it, those two rocket surgeons decided to tug at our heartstrings and demand that we do something. So let me translate what these anti-gun politicians are saying to you, America. Look at the pain and suffering of those poor people there. We have to do something. We just have to, even as every single thing we want to do would have absolutely zero effect on this very incident, on that incident, and on any incident, and we are using as emotional fuel to get you, the idiot sheep, to follow, bleeding, along with our plan to disarm the public. Thank you for your attention. That's what they're saying. With emotion. They're using a tragic incident to get people's emotions fired up and then twisting those emotions to try to get those people to back legislation that would have made absolutely no difference. I was fired up about this already. They should have let the concealed carrier go. He was willing to go. He had a gun to go. He could have engaged Mercer. He could have shot him down like the dog he was, and they should have let him go. But they didn't do it. The liberal anti-gun game plan is this. Wait for the horrible incident to occur where some evil person shoots and kills people, demand to eliminate gun show loopholes, which don't really exist. Not like they say they do anyway. And have absolutely nothing to do with the incident because Mercer bought his guns and went through background checks. Demand enhanced, tighter, stricter background checks, which in this case already existed in the location, Oregon, which has universal background checks, and which the murderer passed when purchasing his guns, and which none of the proposed new laws would have prevented that very murderer from obtaining the guns he purchased.
And, you know, it would have done nothing. Mercer fell into that category of a ticking time bomb. And he didn't reveal himself. I mean, everybody saw it coming, sort of. But how many people do we know that are unpleasant that never do anything like this? They die from a brain aneurysm, not in a hail of gunfire. So, the problem here isn't laws, and the problem here isn't the lack of laws. The problem here is twofold. We have a political class that has glorified death, and at the same time want to impede your ability to defend yourself against the glorified death. And part of the byproduct of the things that they propose means that a lot of people are woefully unprepared when these pipe hitters come in. That's a problem. That's the big problem. The problem is also a criminal justice system that has been weakened by the very same liberal politicians that have enhanced the macabre pro-death lifestyle. They're going to let criminals out all the time that violate the laws that they, you know, that they put out there. But don't worry. We're in the majority. And we have the medicine waiting for them. We will be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it is the original lineup, which was three different types of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo, or the DC-3 line, which was their initial collaboration with Travis Haley from Haley Strategic Services, or the Scorpion line, which was the reimagination of the way Kydex could carry ammunition and actually made it something that moves, or the Contact series, or the knives, or the belts, or whatever they make. G-Code looks at no one. They innovate. They make it their own way. They make it the best way. This is why they are the choice worldwide for tactical operators today who are seriously going to carry something. They pick G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In one of the Republican debates, Carly Fiorina got out there, and she was a little imprecise when she was talking about some of the videos that uncovered the harvesting of body parts. And then she was subjected to weeks of semantic, nitpicky fact-checking that allowed the Democrats and the media to portray her accurate characterization of Planned Parenthood's practices as an outright lie. Because she didn't know the terminology, she got certain things wrong. Okay? Now, we can't expect comparable scrutiny applied to the Democrats. But we did see a bit of it now, didn't we? Because they asked Jim Webb, former Secretary of the Navy, about guns. And Jim Webb got out there and correctly stated, you know, every one of these high-profile politicians has 24-hour-a-day armed security. Most people don't. Now, like I said, it would be a waste of time. But I myself yearn, and this will go unanswered, I yearn for a completely factual exchange between some reporters asking questions about guns when they get the emotional response to come out and challenge them. Because they make a lot of ludicrous claims about guns. President Barack Obama, Buffalo Barack Obama, made the ludicrous claim that in certain neighborhoods it's easier for you to buy a handgun and clips than it is easy for you to buy a fresh vegetable. I don't know where that comparison came from. He said, now he says it's not just mass shootings. It is the daily shootings that take place in cities across America. It is easier to buy a gun than to buy a book. Maybe the president is referring to the lack of eggplants and bookstores in low-income neighborhoods. I don't know. Maybe. What is he talking about? But that isn't even the case there. Books can be purchased and borrowed through schools and libraries and community centers and bookstores and Walmarts and Targets and supermarkets and, most importantly now, something called the Internet. It not only allows you to download books almost instantaneously, but it also allows you to buy used copies at very low prices. And let's put it this way, even if you can't afford books, they have got to be cheaper than any gun on the black market that you could buy, even if guns were, as so many liberals incorrectly claim, something that can be picked up off the shelf without any ID and just walked home. Then you have folks like Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, the carpetbagger, who regularly asserted, as he did at a D.C. rally a couple of weeks ago, that it's easier to buy a gun than beer in Virginia because you have to provide ID to purchase alcoholic beverages. He also claimed that gun shows have booths with signs that say no background checks. Since 1938, every gun dealer in the U.S. has been required to have some sort of a license to sell. That's just part of it. Background checks weren't required till the 90s, so maybe back then. Yeah, sure. This kind of thing goes uncorrected all the time by the media, and it then begins to filter into the ether, and millions of Americans begin to believe it when these guys say it. CNN, which has been hoping to pump up the ratings of the Democratic Party debate by having celebrities ask the candidates question, here is completely non-sequitured, doesn't matter to anybody, comedian Judy Gold's question. A few months ago, I sent my 13-year-old son out to pick me up some Mucinex and NyQuil. The pharmacist wouldn't give them to him because he's under 16. Why is it easier for him to get a gun than to pick up medicine for a sick mom? Where you living, Judy Gold? Do you know who Judy Gold is? She used to be on those VH1 shows where they would be skewering celebrities that are, show out in public. She'd be one of the ones out there making a little snarky comments. Yeah, that's all I've ever seen her do. They claim she's a stand-up comedian. She's not funny there on VH1. I certainly wouldn't pay to see her stand up and talk about anything. Maybe nanny state, regulation happy politicians should stop intruding into every aspect of American life, and kids should be able to buy medicine for their sick mommies without having to worry. And, just guessing, she's probably in California. If you're talking about New York City, it's more difficult to get a gun there than it is in California. A person must be at least 18 years of age to purchase a rifle or shotgun and 21 years of age to purchase a handgun. A 13-year-old would never be able to buy a gun legally. An adult must submit a personal firearms eligibility check application along with a copy of their California driver's license or similar ID card. That already makes it a lot trickier to buy a gun than to purchase NyQuil. And in some cases, if you, you got to give a thumbprint. And it can take up to 120 days in California for them to get back to you with that gun. Then there's the background check and the 10-day waiting period once all that happens so you can cool off. After you've waited 30 days and then 30 days and then 10 days, so after 70 days or after 60 days, you need another 10 days to cool off. Now, if you're one of the true believers of the Democratic Party, you would never know any of that stuff I just told you. When the candidates weren't advocating that gun manufacturers be held accountable for every crazy person who uses a firearm for a nefarious purpose, or blaming the NRA rather than the millions of people who support the Second Amendment, nearly every candidate repeated some egregious falsehood about guns. Many of them spoke about something they call common sense gun regulations. And they're confused. There's no, Straw purchases have been federal felonies since 1998. There are no gun show loopholes, like I said earlier. I understand. They can't get out of this either. They cannot do anything about this. They have to go with it. They have to continue the deceit. They have to continue the lies. Because to get out there, they would have to... This is not a position... Once you take this position and get out there and claim not to trust somebody, which is what they're saying, the wild exaggerations have to get wilder. The untruths have to get less honest. That's all they've got. There's no empirical evidence backing up anything they say. There's nothing there for them. So, this is where they exist now. They're pathological liars, and they've got to continue to be pathological liars. And in the hopes that you buy it, that's the only way they succeed, for you to buy it. They cannot take. They can only take what we give them. That's all there is to it. That's the mere fact of the matter. As soon as you understand that, that's where you become empowered. As soon as you, the American gun owners, look out there and say there's 130 plus million of us, that's where you become empowered. We only have to coalesce a little bit. A little bit. We only have to agree and get active a little bit to make their day really bad. And I'm not even talking about figuratively. I'm just talking about on election day. And it would work. It would work. Might not work everywhere. It might not work all the time, but it would work. We would still win. That would be like a flood, like the ones that just happened in Columbia, South Carolina. Doing this again in 22 hours. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver One. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.